Hey there, everyone. Welcome to the weekend. I'm hoping the weather's going to pick up a bit now. Doesn't feel like spring, does it? And it's been hard to appreciate it. But actually, it's hard to appreciate anything when there are wars and earthquakes and rising costs. But gratitude really is the foundation that props up our mental health. So I do want to encourage it, but gratitude isn't about ignoring the negatives or pretending that everything's perfect. It's about finding a balance, acknowledging the good amidst the challenges, because it's this balance that fosters gratitude. And it might only just start as a fleeting feeling, but with repetition, it evolves into a mood and then eventually a part of who we are, a personality trait, leading us to become a happier, more fulfilled version of ourselves, despite the drizzle. But in order to have some sort of positive emotion behind our experiences, we need to recognise when we're having them. So if someone lends you a book or a pencil, it's not just the book you're grateful for, but the relationship, the trust, the willingness of someone to think of you. Gratitude is about noticing these deeper connections. And I know that it's not always easy to feel grateful, is it? Life can knock us on our backs sometimes. It makes it hard to see anything worth being thankful for. But that's the challenge of being a human with frontal lobes and the ability to think, so we can find those glimmers of light in the darkest of rooms, because they're there. So look for them, because it's so easy to get caught up in complaining about the small stuff, which becomes a habit of seeing reasons to complain rather than finding solutions. But when we shift our focus to gratitude, even for the simplest of things, it helps to change our perspective. I know it's not easy to appreciate the small things, but we have way more of them than the big things. So we get more chances to try, don't we? Now, I wonder if in listening to me talk about this, there's a part of you trying to push back from it, refusing the idea. Often gratitude is mistakenly seen as a sign of weakness, isn't it? That someone who is able to appreciate the really tiny things in life, they must have some low IQ or something. They're simple, something wrong with them. But let's be honest, it's probably the opposite, isn't it? As an adult anyway, if life has kicked you around a fair bit, takes a lot of effort to see the good in our lives. If it was a weakness, then it'd be easy, but it's not, because gratitude isn't about being happy all the time. It doesn't deny the reality of our challenging times. It's about finding a space in your life for appreciation, despite our sadness or frustrations or disappointment, and can be quite a motivator, because you can acknowledge the good whilst still striving for improvement. But motivation is easier when we're in a good place emotionally first. Being optimistic is a far better motivator than hating your life. Being in a bad place might be painful, but until the pain of putting in the effort is less than the pain of staying, then we don't make changes. But with a brighter outlook to life, we don't need to be in pain before making changes. So don't think that appreciation can only be felt in good times. And the most common way that people start to do this, if you want to, is simply journaling, taking a moment each day to write down or even just think about as few or as many things as you like that you're thankful for. Even just a few words can make a difference. It helps us to focus on the positive aspects of our life, shifting our mindset from what's lacking to what's abundant. So it's not just for the big things. In reality, gratitude thrives in the small, everyday experiences. The occasional warmth of the sun on your face when it pops out behind a cloud, a kind word from a stranger, or just your favourite song that you play. Ultimately, we want to be able to practice gratitude in the moment, to be able to experience something good, take a second to truly acknowledge and appreciate it, but it takes practice. So make sure you do. So go and enjoy your weekend. I'll speak to you again next week, if not before, if you're a patron of mine on Patreon. Either way, I'll be back very soon. Take care.